Keith Olbermann demands MSNBC fire Joe and Mika, move farther to the left. By Warner Todd Houston on December 17, 2024. Radical, hate-speaking former sports analyst Keith Olbermann thinks that MSNBC needs to fire Joe Scarborough and co-host Mika Brzezinski and drive the network even farther to the left despite the massive political loss the Democrats experienced in November. Even as wokeism is suffering a series of defeats all across the board, from the corporate boardroom to sports, entertainment, and government, spittle-specked leftist Olbermann thinks MSNBC should forget about moderating its content. Instead of tracking to the middle, the often-fired Olbermann thinks MSNBC needs to do a headlong dive off the cliff to the far, far left. Though he admits that the network's ratings are plummeting, Olbermann says the network should ignore all that. Stay the course. The audience is exhausted and needs a break. It'll be back, and resistier than ever. Suffer the ratings trough, he said in an op-ed for Variety. The commentator, who has been fired from every network he has worked for, also insisted that Scarborough and Brzezinski should be fired for visiting President-elect Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. He added that he was disgusted that the two MSNBC stars were seen kissing Trump's ring. I mean, obviously, you have to fire Mr. and Mrs. Scared Bro. Olbermann bloviated. However, continue their banal but largely benign political coffee-clatch show without them and their insistence we all join their Mzmvishi. Nobody will remember they were ever there. He prophesied that resistance to Trump would again become MSNBC's bread and butter as the next Trump era kicked in. He assured MSNBC that staying to the left will come back in vogue and that the next money is coming from more fervent opposition to MAGA. Wasn't the Scarborough disaster, 60% of the demo audience gone in 3 days, instructive enough? Did you not notice CNN going from fact-based criticism of Trump's madness to hours of cacophonous shouting and sinking to whatever is the next level down from irrelevance? He exclaimed. He next claimed that the exodus from X was also proof that audiences want more leftism, though he did not seem to grasp that social media outlet Blue Sky, where all those leftists went, is a tiny social media outlet. Ultimately, though, Olbermann insisted that MSNBC could reign as the one true left-wing network as others begin to track toward the middle in the wake of Trump's election and the wide rejection of leftism. These other supposed bastions of journalism have left you a near monopoly. And MSNBC only exists today because the last time NBC was handed a near monopoly, your management ancestors said, $100 million in profits from Olbermann's liberal show? I guess we'll take it. If we have to. The increasingly shrill leftist wrote. Olbermann also insisted that MSNBC's audience would be too stupid to catch on if they just fired a few people and put in new people doing exactly the same shows, and said, your primetime audience doesn't want new faces. It wants comfort food, so refresh the menu and decor. Scuttle those daytime shows. And replace them with the morning formula, only with different sets and different titles. He even felt that changing the network's name to F Trump TV would be a winning strategy. With a recommitted drive to the extreme left, Olbermann assured MSNBC that its revenue and ratings would skyrocket. But he had one more bit of advice as he closed out his screed. The bullies don't stop hitting you because you're nice to them. They stop hitting you when you knock them out cold. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.